Chris Fade show. Imagine being a bodyguard. Imagine being a security for one of the most popular, famous men in the world.
We've spoken to several other bodyguards before, like Justin Bieber's.
Yes.
Bodyguard Mikey Arana, who said, you know, he's gotten into some sticky situations, but nothing can, I guess, prepare you for this.
Looking after Floyd Mayweather must be a big job. Recently, 2 weeks ago, I think they were in a convoy of cars. I'm not sure exactly what went down. But as protecting Floyd Mayweather, he got shots in the leg. We've got him on the phone right now. Awesome guy, Greg LaRosa. What's going on, man?
I'm doing great. Never better.
Never better. Listen, firstly, obviously a lot of people have been sending you well wishes. I've been seeing it on social. Even Nick Diaz, UFC, like a legend, was shouting you out the couple of days. I want to know... Man, what happened? What actually went down? Are you allowed to reveal what's going on?
Yeah, I got no problem. You know, I'll say what happened. So we were out in Atlanta. We had an appearance out there. So it was a scheduled appearance. You know, it was posted on social media. We went to a club called Medusa out there in Atlanta. We went. Our night was going smoothly. We went to the club. Our last stop was the club, and then we left the club after about an hour and 20 minutes, and we went to our hotel, and I guess a vehicle at the last second had pulled out as we're turning left into our valet. There was a three-car caravan. We had two SUVs in front of us, and I was the last vehicle, and I was in a luxury Mercedes Sprinter. And when the car pulled up next to us, they were traveling straight, and as we were turning left, they caught me kind of blindsided, and they fired 12 shots at us and hit our vehicle. I believe 6 times they struck us, and I think maybe the third or fourth bullet that hit the vehicle went into my leg about 6 inches above my ankle. And at that moment, I knew I was hit. It actually felt like a flick. I can't even sit here and lie and say that it hurt. It actually didn't hurt. And I looked down immediately, and there was my whole ankle and my shoe was covered in blood. I said, guys, I'm hit. Just, you know, do that U-turn. Let's just get out of here. Well, you know, I had to get to the hospital at that point because I didn't know if I was, at that point, I didn't know if I was bleeding out or what was happening. But oddly enough, when I had got hit and I looked down and I was hit, I was laying down on the floor at this point and my leg was up on one of the seats. I just remember feeling a huge sense of calm at this point. And it was just like a huge sense of calm that came over me, and I didn't know where it came from, but I was good. I just said, guys, I'm good. Just get me to the hospital. Let's just get there and not worry about it right now. They got me to inside the emergency room and rushed me into a room with a whole bunch of instruments in the room, and felt like I was on an ER show. And I was in a good mood. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why. I guess you just don't know how you're going to act in these type of situations until they happen. But I was in a laughing mood. I was joking with everybody. I got in there. I said, hey, guys, how's your night going? And they were like, oh, we're doing good. I said, I bet it's better than mine right now. And we're just joking around, making them laugh. But other than that, you know, I make light of things, but it could have went a lot worse. We're lucky to be alive. I'm glad to still be here. The worst part of it was actually having to tell my mom and my family, because how do you explain to, I mean, any one of us can put ourselves into this situation. How do you explain to your mother that you were shot, but you're okay? You know, getting shot is associated with death immediately. So, yep. Hey, mom, got shot, but I'm good.
Yeah, Greg, I want to stop you there. First of all,
wow,
you told that story so well, and I wish it wasn't a story for you to have to tell. But Greg's going to hang out with you. Cool to hang out. I want to play a song here because I've got a few more questions I want to ask you. Is that cool, man?